Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and proud to announce that yesterday was the company's first $500,000 day. First time in company history, we did $500,000 in one day. And believe it or not, just 2 years ago, it took us more than three full months to do our first $500,000 of the year. It took us about 100 days to do the first $500,000. So we are cruising, we are cranking, we're having lots of fun, and really, those sales are just the scoreboard, because those sales represent lots and lots and lots of people who are joining the movement, getting healthier, losing weight, breaking their addictions to processed food, feeling better, helping their long-term health, and also associated with that is hundreds of thousands of dollars in commission just from yesterday alone, and that's helping people get out of debt and take care of their families and take care of their future. So really, really exciting day, a benchmark day yesterday. So congratulations to every one of you. If you're on the line here tonight, then you're part of that big day in company history yesterday. So great place to start, exciting things to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about 10 principles that money earners know. It's a very fun call. It's going to be fast-moving, lots of details, lots of good ideas, hopefully going to open up your mind for more success. And one of the things we're going to talk about woven into that conversation is a little conversation about our convention, because that will be a big part of your success. And we've got some celebrities that are going to be coming into town in the Long Beach, and we're going to have lots of great photo opportunities throughout convention, but that's going to be fun. They're going to have some MMA fighters, some beauty queens, and you know, lots of people hanging around that want to be with you, and I'm sure you're going to want to be with them as well. So this event is turning into a monster. We're going to have 600-plus people there, and the energy is going to be through the roof. We got huge, huge, huge announcements, and I have front-row seats to see it all come together, to see the new products that we're putting in place, to see the new tools we're putting in place, to see the new training that we're putting in place, to talk directly with the outside speakers that are going to be coming in. So lots of great stuff coming together for convention. If you don't have your rooms, if you don't have your convention tickets, I really recommend that you take care of that sooner rather than later. The hotel rooms are almost all booked up, but we do have a small block still left at the Westin at our convention site. So a great opportunity for you to be in the thick of things and to make sure that you're where the action is. So before I start tonight's call, every month a big part of our transformation is our transformation challenge. And it's an additional incentive for you to participate, to share your photos and to be a bit more serious as you go public to the world. And every week in our email blast, we share a couple of successful transformations. And once a month, we give away a absolutely free trip to David Sandoval's retreat. So it's airfare included, ground transportation, food, entertainment, and oftentimes Dave will bring up a massage therapist, bring up a raw food chef, do some whitewater rafting, do lots of hiking, lots of great stuff up there in a really pristine part of California. So it's a special place. It's Dave's home, and he opens it up, and once a month he invites one person in. And before I announce who the winner is, I want to recognize a whole bunch of people. I mean, every month we get, thousands of people who do the transformation, hundreds of people who put their names and photos into transformationenrollment.com. We had a gentleman named Angel who lost 31.6 pounds and 11 inches. Another gentleman named Florian who lost 20 pounds and 4 inches. And we had a whole bunch of folks who lost between 10 and 20 pounds. Terry and Lisa and Carol and Jessica and Sheila Marie and Allison and Ann and Blanca and Sandra and Jennifer and Carolyn. You know, just on and on and on, we had people who lost lots of weight, lost lots of inches, had amazing stories and testimonials. So we don't have time to review them all tonight. We don't have even the time to put them up all on the website. But congratulations to all of you, no matter how much weight you lost, no matter what happened during your transformation, we want to celebrate it. And that's how we do things a little differently than other companies. You know, most companies, just the person who loses the most weight, they're the winner. And, you know, we feel like everyone who participates has an opportunity to win. And our winner tonight comes from Minnesota, actually. And she had a fantastic transformation. She lost 10 pounds and 7.5 inches. And her name is Susan Drave. Susan, are you on the line?
Oh, my God. Yes, I am.
All right. Surprise. Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Well,
wow.
Well, you have great before and after photos. It looks like you had a fantastic transformation. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I totally immersed myself in the cleanse and went through a couple days of headaches and whatnot, but then as I did the flex booth and every day, it seemed to just get better and better, and I had more and more energy, and I couldn't believe it, and I just felt so great. By the end, I was just on a roll, so I've managed to keep that weight loss, and still doing the love every day. I call it the love.
Fantastic. Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
So, when was the last time that you weigh what you weigh now?
It was probably a couple years ago. It's been a while. You know, in Minnesota, we have a winter weight that we all gain, and it takes forever. It takes all summer to lose it. That's what was so amazing. It just kind of fell off during this cleanse, and so I feel really blessed to be able to enjoy the summer.
Anything else you want to talk? Fantastic. Well, anything else you want to share about your eating habits, any addictions that you broke or anything that
I was really heavily into coffee and sugar, and I'm amazed at how even just today I had a love smoothie in the morning, and then what did I want for lunch? I just completely craved a salad, and that was totally satisfying. So using the love meal replacement every morning seems to sustain me for several hours. It's just, I can't say enough good things about it.
Well, fantastic. Well, you're going to get an opportunity to meet David Sandoval, spend time with him up at the retreat, all expenses paid. So we usually do those retreats a couple times a year, and Rodney, Dave's assistant, will reach out to you, give you some more details, and make sure that everything is taken care of. But congratulations.
I'm just blown away. I just can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. Well, thanks for participating, and congratulations on your transformation. If you could hit mute or *6. We tricked you to be on the speaker line tonight, so thanks for being on the speaker line.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, have a great night. Well, great story. Susan's before and after photos will be online and in email blasts in the upcoming week or two, and she's got, you know, a great transformation, and we've got, you know, thousands and thousands of people like that every month that are joining the transformation because of your efforts and your promotion and your belief in what these products can do for people. And so that's a perfect segue into our training for tonight. And we're going to talk about the 10 secrets that big money earners know that not everybody else knows. There's a great book by a gentleman named John Maxwell called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And irrefutable is a fancy word for always true. And so I've put together my list of 10 irrefutable laws of building a successful network marketing distributorship. And I have the benefit of working with everyone, leaders all across different lines of sponsorship. And I get a bird's eye view of what things are working and who's doing what and can synthesize it down because of the fantastic work that we have going on in our field right now. And so if you've got a pen and paper, or you have an iPad or a computer, something to take notes with, I would definitely take notes about tonight's call and think about it as you go through your week, because these 10 ideas are big ideas. We're not going to have enough time to go through all of them in detail, but I'm definitely going to mention them all and make sure that you've got them in your head. And the first big law, the first irrefutable law of success in network marketing that big money earners know is the law of belief. The bigger your belief, the bigger your business. And when we talk about belief, the best opportunity to build your belief is convention. You know, you'll have an opportunity to build your belief in the people. The owners are going to be there. The corporate staff's going to be there. Your upline's going to be there. Your downline's going to be there. Other field leaders are going to be there. You're going to get to see and feel and live the mission. You're going to see the facility. We're going to be launching new products, new tools, new training, and you're going to have a sense of the timing that you're enjoying right now being with this company where everything's in place, almost nobody knows about us, and if you're at convention, your belief is going to go through the roof. And that's the biggest value of being at convention, is that first law of success, which is the bigger your belief, the bigger your business. So that's where it all starts. Now, the converse of that is if for some reason your belief level is not a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 about our products, if it's not a 10 out of 10 about our compensation plan or about our gift card marketing system or about our owners or about our tools or about our training, then get with somebody who can help you to get more information to build your belief level. But for most people, it starts with the product. So just like Susan, you know, had this amazing transformation experience. She takes the love. She's now broken her addiction to sugar, broken her addiction to caffeine, lost her winter weight, lost 10 pounds, looks better. All those things, it's going to be much, much easier for her to share it with other people. So that's the core. That's the simple thing that we do is, number one, build belief. And the second law of success in network marketing is it's all about duplication. It's the law of duplication, the law of leverage, the law of compounding. Now, you may have heard me share this story before, but it's worth sharing again, which is if you take a penny and double it every day for 30 days, by the end of 30 days, you'll have over $1 million. Now, you may have heard that before, but what you may not have heard is that after 5 days of doubling, you have less than a dollar. And after 10 days of doubling, you have less than $10. So you've gone 10 days and you've got $10. You would think that after 30 days, you'd have $30. But after 10 days, you have $10. After 30 days, you have $1 million. That is the law of duplication, leverage, and compounding. This is not linear. This is not trading hours for dollars. So this is about staying in long enough to have the leverage work for you and to set up your business so that you understand the power of duplication. So what you do is important. What you do and teach is really important. And that leads to our third law of success in network marketing, our third irrefutable law of success in network marketing, which is be worthy of duplication. So if this is a business of duplication, then you need to have the integrity that you're going to do what you say you're going to do, that you're going to treat it like a business, that you're going to be serious and consistent, and you're going to follow through, and you're going to follow the system, and you're going to commit to the long term and raise your flag and say, I'm going to be here 1 year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. I'm going to be a product of the product. I'm going to do things the right way, and I'm going to share that with other people. Because if it's all about duplication, then you yourself need to be worthy of duplication. So the first law is belief. The second is it's all about duplication. The third is you better be worthy of duplication. The fourth law is the law of attraction, which is that your attitude, your values, how you go about your life and your business is going to attract like people. And in fact, if you've got a positive attitude, if you've got a million or a 5 million or a 10 million or a $100 million attitude, then you're going to attract people to make your business in a million or 5 million or a $100 million business. And if you've got a $10 attitude, if you've got a 2 cent attitude, then you're going to have a hard time building a business. So it's all about making it look fun, making it look easy, and surrounding yourself with people who can be successful, finding great people, not being afraid to attract other great people. And if your belief level is high, if you go back to law one, if your belief level is high, if you know that these products help people, if you know that this opportunity is amazing, then when you get to law number four, the law of attraction, you're not going to have problems attracting the brightest and the best and the most optimistic people. Law number five is to be at the right place at the right time. So, you know, being with the right opportunity, loving the story, and understanding where we're positioned right now makes things so much easier. And that's one of the things that the big money earners understand. If you talk to people who have made lots of money in network marketing, chances are they were at the right place at the right time, took action, and stayed with it. They were in the right place at the right time, took action, and stayed with it. And that's so important. It's so important, and it's just easier to go with the flow, to go with a business that's working, to go with a product that works quickly and effectively, to go with a company that's on the rise. All those things help to help you to grow your business more quickly than if you were in the wrong company with the wrong products, with the wrong ownership that didn't manufacture the product, that didn't have a good compensation plan, that didn't pay out weekly, that didn't have a gift card system. All those things make it easier for you, and the big money earners know that, and the big money earners are starting to look at our company. People from the outside, when they see what we have, they're really blown away. And so you want to be reaching out to the biggest and the brightest and the best with that law of attraction, because you know that you're at the right place at the right time with the right company. The sixth law is to be a tour guide, to follow the system, to just follow the process. You know, your focus is to keep things simple, to keep things moving, to go public, to ask the magic question, to move people to the tools, to enroll people and get them started right, to just do that over and over and over and over again, to keep it simple, you know, and to keep it systematic. And I love this acronym for system. if you take system, S-Y-S-T-E-M, it's save yourself time, energy, money. A system will save yourself time, energy, money. We have a great system. Follow the system. Be a tour guide. Go public. Do the transformation right. Go public. And just start sharing it either with Healthy Happy Hours or on Facebook, and you're going to have success. That's the sixth law, the sixth irrefutable law of network marketing that the big money earners know, is they have a system which makes it easy to duplicate. The seventh law is to help others do the same. It's the law of reciprocity. So you want to get people started right. You want to do unto others as others did to you, and to create a culture where people use the product right. They take their transformation seriously. They go to transformationenrollment.com and put their pictures in. They go on Facebook and go public. They're wearing their Purium gear. They're shaking their Purium shaker. They're out and about talking about the program, and they're sharing gift cards, doing healthy happy hours, having fun, and using the training, because basically you're paid in direct proportion to the success of your students. And that's something that's beautiful about this business, is the only way you can make money is if you help other people make money. The only way that you can make money is if you help people to lose weight. You help people to improve their digestion and to improve their, you know, their eating habits and to break their addiction to processed food. That's the only way you make money. The only way you make money is to help others succeed. It's the law of reciprocity. So hopefully someone's taking care of you from the upline, and that you're going to do the same or better for your team, and that your people are going to do the same or better for them. The next law, the eighth law, is the speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. This is a business of doing, so don't ask others to do what you're unwilling to do. One of my favorite sayings is, you can make money, you can make excuses, but you can't make both. You can make money, you can make excuses, but you can't make both. So go out there and create an amazing transformation story. Create a 10-day, better yet, create a 30-day, better yet, create a 90-day, better yet, create a lifestyle that never, ever stops getting better on your health and your wellness and your commitment to getting off of processed foods. Do the same thing with your business. Have a healthy, happy hour this week. Have two healthy, happy hours this week. You know, go out and get serious and go fast and then teach others to go fast with you. That's how the biggest leaders and the most successful people in our business, that's what they do, is they go fast. And other people follow along, and they go fast as well. And they have success. They start making money right away. They make $1,000 in a week, and they're like blown away. Their belief level goes up, and the whole cycle starts over again. The ninth law is the law of adjustment, which is you want to measure and adjust when necessary. So you're going to be going fast. You're going to be taking action. You're going to be attracting people. You're going to be sharing the system and keeping it simple and having fun. And then you're going to adjust because some things work and some things don't. Or some things work well and some things don't work so well. So as you're doing healthy happy hours, you can decide, hey, you know, maybe I made too many drinks. Hey, you know, maybe I need to bring the forms out sooner. Or, you know, I didn't have enough pens. Or I didn't invite enough people. Or, you know, there's different ways that I could be handling things. Or, you know, whatever it may be, you know, maybe Thursday night's a better night than Wednesday night to do these healthy happy hours. So you start to make adjustments. You start to learn how to promote. And the only way that you can make adjustments is if you're doing. The more you do, the easier it is to make the adjustments because the easier it is to see what's happening. The larger sample size that you have of activities, the easier it is to make adjustments. So the 10th law is the law of celebration. The law of celebration is if somebody, you know, makes their first Facebook post, if somebody gets through day 5 of the transformation, if somebody gets through day 10 of the transformation, if somebody enrolls their first person, you know, whatever it may be, find reasons to celebrate your team. Create a culture of success and of energy and of excitement. And share with your upline, you know, what you're trying to accomplish. And people below you will share what they're trying to accomplish. And when they accomplish it, when they get their first $100 check, when they enroll their first platinum pack, when they get their first $1,000 check, when they get to executive, when they get to diamond, you know, you want to appreciate them up and up and up and up because they're helping you to make money. So those are the 10 laws of success. And there's actually an 11th one, which is the law of Kaizen. And Kaizen is a Japanese word for continuous improvement, to continue to sharpen the saw, to continue to improve your knowledge about the products and about the industry and about the company, to continue to improve your skills, to continue to improve your commitment and to deepen your commitment, and to constantly figure out ways to improve yourself and your process over and over and over again. So your laws are the law of belief, the law of duplication, the law of being worthy of duplication, the law of attraction, the law of being in the right place at the right time, the law of opportunity, I guess you'd call it, the law of process, being a tour guide, the law of reciprocity and helping others to do the same thing that you just did, the law of speed, the speed of leaders, the speed of the pack, the law of adjustment, to measure and adjust when necessary and to be smart about your game plan and what you're doing. And then the law of celebration, when you do succeed, like we just succeeded yesterday, having a $500,000 day. It's worthy of success, and I congratulate you for making that happen and appreciate you for making that happen, and then continue to sharpen your saw. And that's what you're going to see at convention, is not only is it going to build your belief, but you're going to see how committed we are as a company to sharpening our saw. So we have a business that's working. We have a business that's absolutely working, but I know many, many, many points at which we can get better. And I know that because I'm talking to you, and you're giving us ideas, and I'm talking to David Sandoval, I'm talking to Amy Venner. We know there are ways that we can get better, that we can be better. We look at our competition. We know what the possibilities are, and when you're at convention, you're going to have a sense of how serious we are that this is the beginning. This is not the end. This is the tip of the iceberg. You are in such a perfect place right now being with this company because we have products that work in 10 days and people are changing their lives like Susan did. You know, we're just in such a perfect, perfect place right now, and the best place for you to be and to get to is to convention so you can understand it even more deeply. So I appreciate you being on the line. If you don't have your convention tickets, you got to get them. I want to congratulate you for having that big $500,000 day yesterday. And our owner and founder, every Wednesday night, he's on our calls to help to educate you, to deepen your belief in our business And he's going to be talking a little bit about some of the celebrities he works with. So tomorrow night he's going to talk about celebrities, and most importantly, he's going to talk about a story of a gentleman named Fat Man Scoop. And Fat Man Scoop was a two-time Grammy-winning R&B singer and hip-hop singer, and the product Scoopa Greens is actually named after Fat Man Scoop. And Dave's going to tell that story and talk a little bit about Scoopa Greens. And as I said, we're going to have some celebrities there at convention you're going to meet. And you're going to hear their commitment to these products and how they use these products. And, you know, we're going to be creating a real food revolution. There's no question about it. And if you want to learn more about it, you want to be on Dave's call tomorrow night. So thanks so much for being on the call tonight. I hope you got a little good information, some eye-opening stuff, some mind-expanding stuff, and figure out what law you can work on this week. Maybe it's the law of systems. You know, maybe it's the law of attraction. Maybe it's all the way back to belief. Maybe it's the law of celebration. If we can all get a little bit better this week and a little bit better next week and a little bit better the next week, as we roll into fall, we're just going to be a force that's going to be unstoppable. So thanks so much for being on the call tonight. Congratulations again to Susan. Join us tomorrow night, David Sandoval talking about celebrities and Scoop Greens. And we'll catch you tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody.